Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Hi, everybody. I'm Melissa Harris-Perry, and this is The Takeaway. Thanks for being with us. Butterflies, conspiracy theories, and the Texas-Mexican border. Those aren't phrases that you typically hear together, but we start today with a story that involves all three. The National Butterfly Center, located along the U.S.-Mexico border, is owned and operated by the nonprofit North American Butterfly Association, and it's a conservation project for wild butterflies located on 100 acres of botanical garden.
We have more butterflies in both variety of species, diversity, and volume anywhere in the United States. So the list for the property is already over 240 species of butterflies documented there, and you could reasonably expect to see about 350 species, which is half of all of the species found in North America.
And that was
Mariana Trevino Wright, Executive Director of the National Butterfly Center in Mission, Texas.
And while the National Butterfly Center sounds like pretty much the most pleasant place on earth, it closed its doors indefinitely on February 1st due to fears of harassment from far-right conspiracy theorists and anti-immigration groups. How'd we get here? Well, in the last few years, it's become the target of malicious lies, not unlike the debunked Pizzagate conspiracy from a few years ago.
They said a bunch of awful, untrue things about us, lies on social media and their regular media channels and print and other places, declaring we were a cartel front, that we were engaged in human trafficking, selling women and children into sex slavery. And all of these things are designed to elicit a pretty dramatic response from decent people.
After a border security rally took place in a neighboring border town in late January, fearing escalating threats, the center decided to close until it could assess the risks and plan for reopening safely. But this fight actually dates all the way back to 2017, when the center sued the Trump administration for trying to build a portion of the border wall that would cut through the middle of the National Butterfly Center land.
Since then, we have been in a tumultuous cycle of conflict with people who are proponents of border wall, who believe that it is a solution to the very complex problem of immigration.
To learn more about how the National Butterfly Center got wrapped up in all of this, I spoke with Melissa Del Bosque, co-founder of The Border Chronicle, a Substack publication with reporting and analysis from the U.S.-Mexico border.
So filing that lawsuit against the Trump administration was sort of what put the Butterfly Center on the map in terms of harassment from, you know, supporters of Trump and right-wing online harassment. And then fast forward to 2019, and Steve Bannon, you know, one of the main advisors to Trump, and another man named Brian Colfage, who's a triple amputee veteran who had a history of sort of right-wing media misinformation. He and Bannon and two other men formed a group called We Build the Wall, which was a crowdfunding platform to build private sections of border wall. And so what they did is they built a 3-mile-long segment of private border wall right next to the Butterfly Center in 2019.
Let me just start. Is it legal to build a private border wall?
No, what they did is they violated a binational treaty with Mexico. So neither country is allowed to build in the floodplain of the Rio Grande without pretty extensive hydrologic studies, and both countries have to sign off on it because they want to avoid flooding communities on either side of the border. So what this private We Build the Wall organization did is they just went ahead and built it without any type of extensive hydrologic studies or without permission from the International Boundary Water Commission, which is the binational organization that oversees the treaty. So at one point, the IBWC had also sued We Build the Wall for building illegally in the floodplain.
Now, you talked a little bit about the origins, kind of, you know, starting with 2017 and the idea of simply pushing back against the attempt of the Trump administration to, right, to build this portion of the border wall, right, directly through the National Butterfly Center. But I'm also wondering how the conspiracy theories associated with it. So if that's the origin, how has it replicated? What have been the engines for reproducing and disseminating the conspiracy theories?
Well, during the building of the private border wall by Brian Colfage and Bannon and their other associates, Brian Colfage has a pretty extensive history of right-wing misinformation and vicious online attacks towards people who criticize him or are against the idea of We Build the Wall and these private border wall segments that they were building. So what happened during that time when the Butterfly Center filed their lawsuit against We Build the Wall, Colfage started putting out photoshopped images of the dock down at the Butterfly Center on the river with photoshopped deflated rafts saying that these were the rafts that child sex traffickers were using to traffic children through the Butterfly Center. So, you know, using a lot of these photoshopped images and sort of putting out this false idea that, you know, there were child sex traffickers at the Butterfly Center. They also targeted a Catholic priest who is very, very popular, Father Roy Snipes. They also accused him of child sex trafficking. And anybody in the area who was critical of We Build the Wall or called them out for building that segment of border wall there. So it sort of started with that. And then they had armed militia people showing up at the center who wanted to stop the child sex trafficking and so forth. So a lot of the serious attacks really started around the construction of We Build the Wall.
It seems so wildly disconnected. It's not that I don't understand conspiratorial thinking. I have maybe been known to have a little conspiratorial thinking myself, especially as a younger person. But typically, it's related to at least somewhat reasonable connection, right? That, you know, just to take one that's been, you know, long in our history is the belief that it wasn't a single gunman who acted in the context of the assassination of President Kennedy, right? That's like a long-term sort of, you know, underground or really quite above ground conspiracy theory. But the idea of child sex trafficking associated with a pizzeria or the National Butterfly Center, I guess I'm wondering if you have theories about why something that seems so wildly disconnected manages to stick.
I mean, that's a good question. And I think it was really surprising to the Butterfly Center, you know, to Mariana Trevino Wright, who's the director there, as to how these people could really believe something so far-fetched and nutty sounding. But the issue of child sex trafficking is very big in QAnon, of course. And QAnon has really merged with the sort of anti-immigrant, far-right type of crowd that has really focused heavily on this section of the border, which is the Rio Grande Valley, because it's the shortest distance to Central America. It's probably received the largest number of arrivals of unaccompanied minors and families since it first started in 2014. So, you know, you take a very real concern, of course, about trafficking, and then just spin it off into this whole crazy scenario, which people sadly start to believe, I think, because it's repeated over and over and over again on social media, you know, in these QAnon sites, on Facebook, and to the point now where we have even elected officials or people who are running for office who are accusing Catholic Charities, which is a very well-respected humanitarian organization, of being child sex traffickers, which is just totally crazy, but has become a real safety concern for humanitarian organizations along the border.
What kind of safety concern?
Well, having, you know, which has happened at the Butterfly Center, having armed, you know, militia members show up who threaten them. Alex Jones, who does the InfoWars, you know, far right radio personality, confronted Catholic Charity workers and then, you know, blasted it out on social media so that employees from Catholic Charities were targeted. So they target people both physically and online with very scary threats and attacks to their reputation. And people are overwhelmed by this. They don't know how to respond. At first, they think it's ridiculous because they can't believe people believe this. But then it becomes a very real threat and impact to their lives and to their jobs. So I think people, for instance, at the Butterfly Center, they've closed due to threats from just these far right conspiracy folks that they're afraid will show up at the center, you know, armed or making threats, or they just don't really know what they're capable of.
Given that we're in a midterm season, do you think that this will escalate?
Yes, it has escalated, I think, because of the midterm season, because as I've been documenting at the Border Chronicle, there are hundreds of candidates nationwide who are running on these outrageous conspiracies about the border, calling, you know, Catholic Charities child sex traffickers or the National Butterfly Center, and then wanting to go down there and sort of create this content for, you know, the far right ecosystem, and also to get Trump's endorsement so that they can stand out in the crowd when they're running in the primary. So most recently, the Butterfly Center had an incident where a Republican candidate running for Congress from Virginia showed up at the center demanding that they open the gate and let her drive down to the riverbank so that she could see the illegals crossing on rafts, which immediately tipped off the center that, you know, she was talking about those photoshopped images that Colfage and others had circulated to smear them after they filed a lawsuit against We Build the Wall. So the center's director said, you know, we're not going to do that. We're not going to open the gate for you. And there was an altercation. And now the center has filed charges against this congressional candidate.
There is something particularly bitter about the fact that this is a butterfly center, given that butterflies migrate. And I think of the ways in which butterflies and migration are sometimes held up as examples of the ways that nature moves across these borders that we police so heavily as people.
Yeah, I mean, one of the terrible things for the community is that the Butterfly Center is one of the last public places where people in the community can access the river, because the river in that area has been entirely cut off by the border wall, you know, which is 30 feet high. And the border wall in this area is built up to a mile from the river. So it's not like it's right on the bank of the river. It's actually going through people's backyards, through the university, right through the community. So the center is one of the last places where kids who are growing up there can go down and see the river and experience the beauty of the, you know, the flora and the fauna and the butterflies. And unfortunately, because it's public and it has access to the river, it's being used now by the far right to go down there and to film, you know, or try to create a scene for content just so that they can crowdfund or run for office or whatever it is they want to do.
Melissa Del Bosque is the co-founder of The Border Chronicle. It's a Substack publication with reporting and analysis from the U.S.-Mexico border. Melissa, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.